As the U.S.-led war with Iraq continues, big questions are being asked all over the Middle East about Washington's plans for the future governance of Baghdad. Will the United States install a U.S. Army figure to run the country? Will the United Nations be involved in setting up a transitional administration? And can political change in Iraq export democracy and reform across the Arab world? As Common Ground's Simon Marks reports from Amman, Jordanian government officials are very concerned.
In the mosques of Jordan, worshippers have been shedding tears over the US-led war in Iraq. In the city of Erbil, about 1 hour's drive north of the capital Amman, Friday prayers have been dominated by the sounds of mourning. Around 1,500 worshippers packed into the city's main mosque to honour the memory of four Jordanian students from Erbil killed by US-led forces in the opening days of the war. Civilian casualties of US-led airstrikes, their bodies were brought home and laid to rest in a local cemetery. Their loss has led to public anger over a war that the White House says will liberate Iraq.
We are definitely walking a tightrope.
Marwan Muasha is Jordan's foreign minister. He told me Jordan, which is anxious to maintain friendly relationships with the United States, is also under intense pressure from its citizens, whose protests against the war are growing.
We have talked about this issue many times with the United States and with Great Britain and have cautioned against the kind of developments that might develop because of war. There is no reason now crying over spilled milk. The war is a reality. What we need to focus on is to end it. What we need to focus on also is to make sure that the territorial integrity of Iraq is preserved, that the country is not split up into many states. And we need to make sure that we have a short transition to a stable Iraqi government.
Jordanian government ministers say they are constantly lobbying the United States about the need for a short war that leads to a stable Iraqi government. But here in Amman, they are worried that the war will be long and that any government installed by the United States will, by definition, be unstable.
The longer this war persists, the more emotions it will evoke on the Arab and Muslim street, and the more hatred it will engender.
Bassem Awadalla is Jordan's Minister of Planning. He's a close aide to King Abdullah. He's spoken to policymakers in Washington who argue that the war will introduce democracy to Iraq and export reform throughout the Arab world. And he views the notion with cynicism.
Democracy and reform are homegrown crops. You cannot impose them from outside. They have to be part of your culture. They have to be part of your political and social structure. Democracy is a culture that has to be bred at the level of schools, at the level of universities, at the level of civil society. A modern civil society cannot be imposed by an outside power, be it the United States or any other power. It has to grow. It has to be nurtured. Institutions have to be established in order to protect the viability of democracy, pluralism, tolerance, and acceptance in any one country, Iraq, just as any other country.
And as the anti-war protests grow on the streets of Jordan, those Friday worshippers spilled out of the mosque in Erbil and immediately began to demonstrate, the country's foreign minister, Marwan Muasha, also expresses anguished doubts over the possible results of U.S. policy across the border in Iraq.
It is a culture that needs to be embedded in people and needs to evolve over time. So I don't think that anybody is expecting democracy, full democracy, to suddenly occur in the region. I think if one keeps insisting on that, what we will see is full radicalization of the region rather than full democracy. And we will see hardline regimes popping up everywhere in the Middle East.
The Jordanian government fears that the seeds are being planted for the radicalization of the Middle East. The protests here aren't only anti-war. They're also expressing the concerns of Jordan's 1.5 million strong Palestinian community, which accuses the United States of hypocrisy for demanding Iraqi compliance with UN Security Council resolutions, but failing to hold Israel to the same standards. Planning Minister Bassem Awadalla says even if a gleaming modern democracy is built in Iraq, at the end of the day, the Bush administration faces another enormous problem in the Middle East.
When you speak about Iraq, immediately people mention Palestine. Immediately. That is the reaction. They cannot separate the two issues. When you say the U.S. role in Iraq, what is the U.S. trying to do in Iraq? Immediately the question or the answer that comes in response is, what about Palestine? What is the U.S. doing about the Palestinians? What is the U.S. doing about a peaceful resolution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict? That is the major issue that the U.S. has to confront in this region.
For now, the United States has its hands full trying to bring Baghdad under control. And with every bomb that falls and every day that passes, the government here in Jordan worries that U.S. policy is leading the Middle East in a perilous direction. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Amman, Jordan.